I was following the Georgia elections results. So I had CNN in the backdrop, nonstop there. And then all of a sudden I turn around and I see the state capitol and this bunch of people really close to the entrance of the capitol. So that was around 5 PM here. And then from then on, I could not just stop watching, you know, what's going on, what's going to happen, are they safe? So yeah, I mean, all throughout the night, and then I went to bed like around 1 p.m. because I was waiting till the curfew started to see if anything else would happen.
Okay.
And then I had to call it a day and be like, okay, this is it.
Okay. And what was your initial reaction or thoughts around it?
I was scared. And I was very puzzled. I was like, how did these people get so close to this building? I mean, I've been to DC and I visited the White House and the Capitol, and the security is huge around this.
Yeah.
So my thought is, how did they get so close? I've been there before. I know there's barriers all over. How is it that this is happening? I mean, it was a mixture of how is this happening? And then why are they breaking in? It was just puzzlement and then a bit of embarrassment, like, well, why, you know, the world was looking at our state capital thinking, wow, this is the images you see in other countries sometimes where there's no democracy, not from the US.
Yeah. And have you figured out why? do you have an idea about why this, how this happened?
I think the whole reasoning behind this, it is not surprising in a way, because this being a group that's been fueled with a lot of lies, a lot of falsehoods throughout, and this group of people only get their information from these echo chambers. So they don't go out from this, and they fed these lies, and you know, they hope that the election result went a certain way, and it didn't. And they kept on being fed these lies that, you know, the results were not legitimate, that it was a fraudulent election. So when you're fed with all of this and you're not seeing out of that, then, you know, you're disappointed by the result and you're fueled with all of this information. And, you know, obviously you're going to have these feelings of rage, of wanting to do something. And then we have President Trump saying, you know, we need to fight. So you have this enraged people already taking the streets, telling them to fight, to go out, to go down Pennsylvania Street and the Pennsylvania Avenue, sorry. And yeah, that's like, it's a mixture for complete chaos.
Yeah. And in terms of security, how were they able to break through that? I guess I can understand if it's only the Capitol building's security, that, you know, for a huge mob, that could, but where were the local police? Where was the National Guard?
I think we were all wondering that. And we know that the police were told not to use violence. So first of all, the approach from the police was a very different approach that they'd taken in the past to other protesters.
Yeah.
You can easily contrast pictures from the Black Lives Matter protests in DC and this one. And you see even the gear that the police is wearing is very different. And I think if they underestimated the threat, perhaps, and
yeah,
there was a clear order to not use violence, and you know, it was an underestimation, a reduction of the risk from their side, right, thinking, you know, this is just a few protesters. And then it just escalated really quickly. And I think they found themselves, the Capitol Police found themselves not being just cornered by all these protesters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also, I mean, it's funny because if there's election fraud, you would almost be proud of Americans who would break into the Capitol and try to stop that kind of banana republic sort of activity.
I think Democrats and myself will be one of the ones that maybe I wouldn't go all the way to DC, but I'll be at the embassy protesting, saying, you know, what happened? My vote didn't count.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a whole sort of storm. It's kind of a perfect storm because it's been fed by Trump and by fake news, not by reality. This is what's so confusing. You know, other protests are generally fed by reality. you know, the Women's March, Trump said this, we're going to march in Washington, or Black Lives Matter, we're being murdered by the police, where things that you see and that you know are real. And this is completely based on baseless information.
Yeah, and I think that the fact is that it's in this echo chambers, you know, it's one-sided, you only get your information from one source, and it's really dangerous. And this is what has been brewing for a while. I mean, this is not new that, you know, that Trump said that it was fraud, let's take the street. Now, this has been brewing for a while, and even before Trump. So it's just a lot of discontent and a lot of one-sided views with a lot of false information coming.
Yeah. So do you think that the country is safe for the next 13 days? Or do you expect more incidents like this to happen?
I hope not. I really hope that there won't be any more incidents like this. I know that there should be consequences for what happened yesterday, for the actions taken yesterday at all levels of those inciting it and those taking action as well. And I think, you know, having consequences to their actions will be a good message for anyone else thinking or trying to incite this kind of behavior as well. I think there needs to be something put in place, because yesterday it was, after I think around 5 p.m. here in Belgium, a good day. We were having good news. We were seeing that the Senate was going to turn blue. We have the House, we have the Senate. It meant that we would have both chambers. We were seeing a Black senator and a Jewish senator winning the elections in what is a red state, or has been a red state. I mean, it's changed since Biden. So it was such a good day. And
yeah.
Then it was got overshadowed with this. And I think at the end, our institutions, our democracy needs to prevail, and it has prevailed. We saw it, well, this morning, early in the morning in DC, with the certification of the Electoral College results. It shall prevail. And we need to make sure that this incitement is cool off and there's consequences. And also, I think Biden's speech called for, you know, he was stern with what was happening, but he's also called for unity. And I think he's the right person to try to bring these parts together one way or the other. And I know it might be really hard to reason with those that are all fed only falsehoods, but I think we need to do the work, because they're also Americans as well.